There's a wonderful quote from one of these productivity people who says, first things first, second things not at all. What are my three biggest goals? Based on that, what's the most important thing to do this week that's going to move one of those things or some of them forward? It's actually easier to do minor things than major things because they're smaller and they're less important and they don't require as much thinking power. So we just go, oh, let me just run around doing all that stuff and the major things don't happen. Is everything I'm doing in my life genuinely essential? We have to be radically honest with ourselves. We have to expand out to a bigger perspective. Many blessings and welcome to the podcast. Today you might notice Shireen is not here because we are traveling in different places at different times and we haven't been able to do a session together. So I'm just going to share with you some thoughts on how to de-stress and how to get more done with less effort. Would you like that? Or would you prefer running around, right? We live in a world that's constantly pressuring us to check everything all the time, and there's too many things to do, and there's never enough time to do everything. And it can lead us to feel chronically and constantly in a state of fight or flight, panic, never enough time in the day, jumping from one thing to the next, never enough time just to stop, right? And this causes all these negative feelings within our body, within our mind. And oftentimes, if we're rushing around, we make mistakes or we might even hurt ourselves. I've seen it in myself. If I'm running around going, ah, then I might like bang into something and scratch my hand or you knock something over or break a glass or something. So running around all the time doesn't feel good, and it also causes problems, and let's be honest, it often doesn't even get the result we're looking for. When we look back at the bigger scale, the bigger picture, right? When we look back over many years of our life and we think, was all that running around actually getting me anywhere? A lot of the time, if we're honest, the things we did when we were in a stress place didn't really improve our lives. In some cases, they just made them worse. So how can we let go, feel more relaxed? Yes. And actually get better results by doing less. One of the spiritual secrets to life is do less and achieve more. Less expenditure, greater splendor. Less running around, greater results. So how can we actually pull this off? The first thing is to recognize that the energy that we bring to whatever we're doing has a profound effect on the outcome. So it's not just what we do. We all have loads of things to do. But how am I doing that? So, for example, I'm teaching a meditation teacher training, how to do guided meditations for my students. And one of the main things I'm mentioning in that is that you can say to somebody, relax, relax more, relax better, relax faster, you should be more relaxed, right? So you're saying all the right words, relax, let go. But if the energy that you're bringing to it is not relaxed, then how is it actually going to help? So that's a really obvious example. But everything we do, like if we're trying to make food and we're rushing around and chop, we can cut our finger, right? If we're trying to just rush through things, the energy we bring to it has an effect on the outcome. If I'm in a state of constant stress and I'm trying to do this podcast, then I'm not bringing good energy to the podcast, right? It's not going to be useful for you or for anyone else. So the first thing is to recognize that the vibrations, the energy that we have before we do anything, sets the tone for the eventual outcome. When you realize that, then it reframes everything you're doing. you start to think, all right, before I do this, how can I relax? How can I take a moment to get in the right space? So that then what I do is infused with that good vibration. Now, part of the mind might say, yes, 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 that was all very well, but I'm busy. I haven't got time to just to stop and think about these things. I've got stuff to do. How can I get in the zone? What we have to realize is that many things we do actually don't need to be done at all, right? And I can, as I'm saying this, I know some people's mind are going to say, yes, Michael, but I have to do everything. This is what I used to think as well. I can't just cut things out of my life. Everything's important, right? You need a bigger scale. You need to step back and look at it from a bigger scale, a bigger time period, to assess whether or not everything we're doing needs to be done or not. Because in the moment, it seems like it needs to be done. I've been writing down my to-do list every day for many, many, many years. And sometimes I go back and have a look at it, and I'm like, why was I doing that at all? Like, how come I was doing that? And actually, I should have been doing this. But in the moment, it didn't seem like that was the best thing to do, right? I really was genuinely thinking this is the most important thing right now. But in retrospect, there were much more important things to do that I wasn't doing. And some of the things that I were doing just were completely unnecessary. So step number one is to just to stop and come into that feeling of relaxation. You take a few deep breaths. You let yourself melt. You know, this is a meditation podcast. I'm sure you already do meditation. Just take a few breaths. Realize that life can wait for a few minutes or a few seconds in most cases. So then you come into the good feeling, and then you assess what you're doing and you say, is everything I'm doing in my life genuinely essential? Really? We have to be radically honest with ourselves. We have to expand out to a bigger perspective. I'll give an example, right? I'm about to go to Hawaii tomorrow, right? That's partly why Shireen's not around, because she's traveling and I'm traveling, right? I went to Hawaii a few months ago, and when I was there, I immediately got into trying to do work and record videos and do all these things. And guess what? Pretty much none of that stuff that I created has been useful to me. Why not? Because I didn't stop long enough to assess what was going on. I was too, like, I need to get this done while I got the chance. And it turned out that I could have just done nothing and it would have been better. Right? So I'm telling you this because I have the same experience, the same challenges that everyone else has around this, right? We think, oh, this is so important, I have to be done. So we want to take a few breaths, relax, and then look at our life and say, okay, what is really my intention for life? Why am I here? What are the most important three things that I'm working on in my life? We need to have three things and not more than three, because as soon as we have 10, 15 things, we can't focus. So what are the most important three things for my life generally? Maybe it's your spiritual practice, your relationships, your work, or whatever it is, right? Three things. And then out of those three things, what is the highest leverage thing I could do this week to move that forward? What is it? Because if we don't create space to think about this before we do anything, then we just rush into things, right? And then when we look back on the month or the year, we think, what did I actually achieve? Not that much, because it's rushed, right? So this is something you might even want to do now. You could even pause the video or the audio and just think, okay, what are my three biggest goals, my big goals right now for the next year? We've done other sessions about all these things previously, going into detail about the three main things. And based on that, what's the most important thing to do this week that's going to move one of those things or some of them forward, right? Because most things don't matter that much. There's a great quote, there's no point in majoring in minor things. We often underestimate the unimportance of pretty much everything. So what I'm trying to share with you here is that it's only when we create enough space in our life to relax, to breathe, to get enough rest, to like step back, that we can then assess what we're doing from a calm place. And then from that calm place, we can actually figure out what is major things and what are minor things. What is major, what is really important, and what is minor, trivial, right? When we're in a state of panic and stress, minor things and major things look like they're all the same. We can't tell the difference. And it's actually easier to do minor things than major things. Right? Much easier, because they're smaller and they're less important and they don't require as much thinking power. So we just go, let me just run around doing all that stuff. And the major things don't happen because they're being consumed. Our time is being consumed by all this, all these random things. So relaxing, taking a step back, prioritizing your health, prioritizing getting enough sleep, prioritizing breathing, meditation, you know, eating calmly, creating space in your calendar, right? This is the yin and the yang. The yang is getting things done. The yin is the space, the silence, the rest. Then what actually are really the most important things in your life and in this week? I have a whole system on this, a productivity management system that I use. I'm not going to get into all the details, but this is kind of the essence of it. Three big things. What are you doing this week based on those things? And then write down your list. And don't just assume that the first thing you write down on your list is actually the most valuable use of your time. So what typically happens is people just write things down and they just tick them off in whatever order they happen to written them down. And some of those things shouldn't be on there at all. And some things should be on there. So once you've written down what you think you should be doing, we'd like to be doing, have a look at it again and say, really and honestly, when it comes down to it, truly, 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 is this really the most important stuff? And then reorder them, reorder the things on your list so that the most important things are at the top and the least important things are at the bottom. There's a wonderful quote from one of these productivity people who says, first things first, second things not at all, right? So in many ways, just not doing some of these things, if you can just not do them at all, or you can outsource them, that is always preferable, right? Of course, we all have tedious things we have to do, so you at least do them later on in the day. There's a wonderful management productivity method that Stephen Covey talks about. He has a bucket, right? Imagine a bucket. And he says it has little stones at the bottom, like sand and little stones, and it has medium-sized rocks and big-sized rocks. So if he fills the bucket with the little rocks and the little sandy things first, and then he tries to add the medium rocks and then the big rocks, it doesn't all fit in the bucket, right? So then he pulls it out and he says, let me put the big rocks in first, then the medium-sized rocks, and then pour all the little rocks on top of that, and everything fits in the bucket, right? So if we try and do all the little things first, we never get around to the big things that actually matter. So if you want to have a much, much more enjoyable life, then increase the amount of time you spend relaxing and resting so that you can think properly and you can feel peaceful in yourself. Then figure out the big rocks, the main things for the day or for the week, and do them first when you have the most energy. And then do the other things later on. I'll give an example of this. One of my clients, because I do business coaching, personal coaching, she wanted to write a book. And so what her usual practice was, is that she was a mother, right? So she'd drop her kids off, and then she'd come home and she'd take care of various things around the house and wash the clothes and take care of various things that she was doing. And then once she'd done that, she tried to get on with her book, and then she had to pick up her kids again. And she just wasn't getting any writing done, because by the time she sat down to work, she was so tired, right? Dropping off the kids, running around, doing all this stuff, blah, 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 blah. She just hadn't got any energy left for her book. So I said to her, why don't you, when you come home from dropping off the kids, don't worry about the house, just work on your book for an hour, 2 hours, and then take care of the stuff and then pick up your kids. Just see what the difference is. You're just swapping around the order of things, putting the big rocks first and the other things later on. It seems so simple, but she actually was able to write and finish her book just by turning that around, because the most important thing, she gave her prime attention when she had more energy, right? And most of us have a fair amount of freedom in our life to do some version of this. You know, I've designed my life so I can pretty much do whatever I want whenever I like. And that's designed on purpose. I am very consciously set up my life that way. Some people, they have various things they have to do, so you have to figure out based on your situation. But the principle is, do the highest level thing you can when you have the most energy in the day. And then take a break for meditation, for relaxation, for resting, for, you know, going for a walk, or for eating your food calmly and gently and enjoying what you eat. And then get back into it after you feel better. That's how you can do less, but you end up achieving more, because the energy you bring to what you're doing is much more authentic and enjoyable within your own being. And you're doing the highest level things in the most effective time. Because, by the way, if when you are in a good space and you do the most important thing in the best time of day, when you're most energized, you can get more done in that 1 or 2 hours than you would trying to do the same thing later on in the day. So, for example, if I'm writing a book, if I try and write a book at the end of the day when I'm tired, for a start, it will be terrible. It's a complete waste of time. Like, I'll have to just chuck it out and start again. But it will take me way longer, and it will be awful. So all I'm doing is wasting my time, and I have to redo it. I'm actually causing problems to myself. If I work early in the morning after meditation, then I'm right in the zone, and I'll get so much more done with so much less effort. So we have a lot of control over many things in our life, and if we arrange our life like this, then we can have a much more spiritual life, we can feel much more productive, we can feel much happier, much more relaxed, and we are able to create the sort of results and experiences we want while we enjoy it, while we enjoy doing it. So tune into these things for yourself. How can you make these little adjustments so that you are looking after your health and your well-being and your mental, emotional, spiritual development as priority, then assessing your life as a detached observer, looking at it from a distance, what is really important, what are the big rocks, what are the small rocks, right? It's good to write this down so you know what they are. And then the third thing is to schedule your day so that the things that matter most are happening at the time when you're most energized and inspired. And all the tedious little details can happen later on when when you otherwise are kind of like not really up for it, right? When you lose your inspiration, just, oh, I'll take care of the house, I'll take care of cleaning stuff up and doing various like shopping or whatever else later. Because spirituality needs to be practical, you know, it needs to be practical. If it's not getting results in our life, if we're not actually improving our life practically, then it's all theoretical spirituality. Real spirituality should make us feel better and produce improved results in our life. That's how you can tell whether it's the real deal or not. So this is spiritual sense, having that sixth sense, that spiritual sense, and that common sense about what you're doing. And then you look back and you think, that was great. That was great. So many things in our life, we actually don't need to do at all. The 80-20 principle, which I've talked about in great detail in other trainings, is that 20% of what we do leads to 80% of our results. And 80% of what we do, most of what we do, leads to only 20% of our results, right? This is a proven principle that goes across the board in pretty much any area of life. 20% of the people in your life have the most positive effect on you, and 80% don't have that much effect on you. 20% of your things that you do lead to 80% of your results. 80% of what we do doesn't have much effect on us at all. We wear pretty much the same clothes 80% of the time. We wear 20% of our clothes 80% of the time. We have mostly the same thoughts again and again and again. You can apply this same principle to basically anything. And it's not exactly 80-20, but once you understand it's roughly around there, then you think, okay, what is the 20% most powerful, most relevant, most impactful actions and thoughts, relationships that are going to benefit me in the most profound way? Let me prioritize those big rocks again and again and again and again. What's all this 80% nonsense that's draining my life, wrecking my time, and just making a mess of everything? And how can I get rid of it? How can I get rid of it? Right? Like, even with packing, I'm about to go on a trip, right? And I've decided just to bring a carry-on, not bring any checked baggage, because I have things in Hawaii anyway, right? And I'm thinking, what is the absolute most critical things that I absolutely definitely have to have? And I'm going to bring those and not bring the other stuff. Because normally I bring way too many things and I'd hardly use any of it. And then I bring it all the way back. And it's just a waste of time, money, and energy, and weight, you know. So taking the time to think about this a bit more deeply before we act ends up saving us massive amounts of time. And it improves the quality of our life. So hopefully this is helpful, and sending you so much love, blessings, good wishes, and talk to you in the next episode. Yay, take care. Bye-bye.